then it's really it's going to be tough choosing, because you know it's going to be dissed, it's going to be dissolved, it's going to be diminished, it's going to be discounted in some way. Then there's also what the adolescent says, okay, if I make a choice, I'm expected to follow through on it and make it really good, and then I must be perfect in it. Tremendous pressure. And my parents are saying, okay, we're not going to give you any money unless you really, really, really are going to do something with this project. And so you're under all this pressure, and everybody's looking at your performance. Oh, I don't want to make a choice now. No. Let me disappear. Let me get out of the limelight here where it's safe. You run back into child. Even go earlier, running back to child. Go hide in the closet. Suck your thumb. Now, we're making a metaphor here, but the point is that it's an old strategy for you. So you need to look at why it's dangerous to make choices. You understand?
Yes.
What is the challenge of making a choice? If you make a choice, who's going to be upset with you?
And I do know that.
Yes.
But I still can't.
Well, yes, but then you paralyze yourself saying, as long as I don't make a choice, then I don't get stuck with whatever this side effect, this dark side effect is. I'm not going to get slammed with anything. I'll just keep postponing it and postponing it and postponing it. And I'll appear innocent because, hey, I'm confused. I don't know where to go now. And so I won't threaten anybody, and nobody will be upset with my choices. I can postpone my choices indefinitely. And I'll just wait for some kind of choice to come in and insist that it must be done now. So basically you wait, in a sense, powerless for your reality to determine what happens next. So that's the pattern, to wait for crisis to force you into choice and action. It's kind of like, putting the fire under your butt. But it's the kind of the reverse way of making choices, rather than saying, okay, what would I really, really, truly want now? And yes, who could be upset about it, and what can I do about that? How can I speak and how can I complain it? How can I give myself the grace to make a choice and let it be okay that if it's a wrong choice, that I can change it? I don't have to make it perfect. I don't have to follow through on it. I'm going to make a choice. I'm going to start and see what I think. How about that one? How about making a choice and just trying it out? And if you fail, oh, okay, I guess that wasn't the best choice. Let me try another one. You understand?
Yes.
Instead of holding it against yourself, because you've got yourself already stuck looking at your life saying, oh, but what if I make the wrong choice? It's like it'll be irrevocable for the rest of your life. No, it won't. You're powerful. You can change your mind. Do you ever give yourself permission to do so?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you guilt trip yourself about it? Do you punish yourself for changing your mind? Oh, if only I had made the right choice the first time, I would have been much more successful by now. But I went and made the wrong choice, and I was like really stupid, and damn it, can I ever make a good choice? And you can go in all sorts of negative places. We're just giving some examples, maybe not necessarily yours, but those come along with confusion because you're feeling too many things going on at once. There are too many choices to make, too many options, too many possibilities. You're paralyzed. Here's a way to break down and to move through confusion, okay? Sit down with a pad and a pen and write down all the emotions you're feeling. And they're conflicting. They're all over the place. There's going to maybe fear, and there's some anger, and there's some kind of anxiety and panic. There may be some frustration. There may be some sadness. There may be some deep, deep feelings of powerless rage. There may be all sorts of stuff going on in there. There may be guilt and worry. All right, so write down all the stuff that's in there, all the different emotions that are in there. And then take the ones that you think that are the most negative and just sit with them and feel them one at a time. Okay, I feel that this anger, I'm just really, really, really pissed. And I don't really want to admit it, and I don't want, because, hey, if I'm angry, I'm not a good person, and I don't want people to judge me because I'm angry. But I'm really, really angry. So you sit down and you feel your anger and just really get into it. Listen to the evening that we did, the love and healing evening that we did on releasing anger. Mm. You know, for example, if you have difficulty with that, mm-hmm. but you feel it and you understand it and you're okay with it and you let it go. Or if it's directed at somebody in particular, they're my obstacle. I could make a decision. I could figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. I could get really clear if it wasn't for them. Okay? I'm really angry at this person or this group or whatever. Then just line them all up and blow them down. Just tell them off, blow them up, forgive them, clear them out. There are many different ways to deal with it. That's just anger. It may be fear. Okay, so you go and you deal with fear. Maybe you feel guilty. Maybe you feel embarrassed or ashamed. Go deal with it. We did events on all of these. You will find that after you do two or three emotions, just sitting with them, letting them go, breathing them through, and just hearing their message to you, confusion will clear. Now, are you going to try and find some other excuse for not making a choice for yourself or a decision, then that might be something else. You see? It is about you really knowing yourself rather than letting yourself go into one of these like endless cycle loops. Confusion is an endless cycle loop. You never really get out of confusion. You have to get focused and you have to choose to feel something. Let it go. Feel something else. Feel something else. After a while, all the conflicting feelings will have been felt, and there won't be a conflict anymore. Then you can start saying, okay, what do I really want then? Let me go into my own heart. Let me give myself permission to have priorities and preferences that are unique and loving to me. And let me find out what that is. Let me focus there. You see? There's a part of you who's not given yourself permission to really love yourself, value yourself, and prioritize yourself. There's a part of you that still thinks you should be doing something correctly. And you keep looking for that as the best choice, something that's logical. It's not. It's not never the best choice. Most of the time is never logical. Most of the time the best choice is not something that any authority would know. Only you.
I feel like I did that at one point. And actually, thank you. That was very helpful. And I feel like I've, going into the emotions, I've practiced that, and maybe not enough. But sometimes it feels like it just keeps coming back and coming back. And maybe that's just a sign that more needs to be cleared. But I feel like at one point I was pretty clear about a decision that I was inspired by to make, mm-hmm. and it wasn't rational, and I felt like I was really heeding the call of my soul, mm-hmm. And it didn't turn out how I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely hesitation to listen to that voice.
Mm-hmm. Right. You do need, not necessarily to process all the emotions in a great deal of processing, maybe just identify them and feel them and know that they're there. But the thing that you do need to process is the disappointment over your expectation being dashed. Because otherwise, then you're going to look at your future and your expectations are going to be filled with like cynicism and doubt and worry and rationalizations and trying to wait for the perfect thing and all that type of stuff, just so that you won't get disillusioned. So you need to process that one.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise your expectation is just worthless. It's all over the place, and you can't expect anything. because what you did there is that you followed the call of your soul and it didn't go the way you wanted. And so now you say, well, but I expected it to go a certain way. And it didn't. So I can't rely on my expectation to do anything now. I'm probably in some fantasy. How do I distinguish between fantasy and reality now? Mm-hmm. How can I answer the call of my soul and not hit another wall and feel the pain? But you see, dear one, it's part of the growth process that you do when you answer the call of your soul. You have to make sure it's not just the call of your mind. Okay? You make sure that your physical body is just as motivated as your mental, emotional body. Now, for most people, that's a problem. There's a split between mind and body. Mind gets all excited, yeah, 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 let's do something, and the body says, huh? Do I have to? So make sure that both of them agree. And then start to expect that something miraculous and wonderful and magical is going to happen. And do not force your future images to take on a specific form. Because you see, when you have a goal, here you had this inspiration. My soul is calling me. I'm going to do this. And you had an idea of the form it was going to take, how it was going to look, what it was going to do. You may have been in young adult having a fantasy. What you needed to do is stay present with your soul every step of the way and allow your reality to open for you into more and greater magic than what you had even imagined. It's the process, you see, not the end, that matters. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
So you want to process that by looking at your disappointment and letting it go and recognize that what you did is that when it didn't look the way you thought it was going to look, you discounted and stopped trusting yourself. You stopped trusting that you even connected with the soul, or maybe your soul was letting you down. And those were not the real things that happened. That was just an evaluation made by, could have been made by your negative ego, could have been made by, you know, your young adult who says, well, you know, the fantasy didn't work, so it's not real. You see what we're saying?
Yes.
So when you're staying in your adult, then the context of it is that your reality is always opening to greater and greater magic and possibility. And it gets more and more fun. And if you're answering the call of your soul, there's a deep passion that moves through your body that keeps you motivated. Regardless of what anybody else does, you stay motivated. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Yes. That's it's a powerful place, to powerfully pivotal that you're in.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, who's next?
Hi, Galexis.
Hello.
I don't know what kind of relationship I have with choice, mm-hmm. because I make them frequently, and they don't hold.
Okay, can you give us an example of one?
Oh yeah, the big one that I'm working on right now is choosing to treat my body with respect and eat the right things and sleep the right amount and do exercise, and I make the choice to do so and then don't do it.
All right. Well,
and I know that mm-hmm. that the weight is a place where I hide.
Mm-hmm. Right, but you have to pay attention who's doing the choosing and from what orientation. You see, by saying it's got to be in this form, okay, that I eat right and I exercise and I sleep enough and so on, this is what I think the form is. for loving my body. All right? So I need to do this form. Well, basically, what you end up doing then is the slave driver gets onto your case and says, you should be doing this. This is what you should do for your body. And if you don't do it, you're failing and you're being a slug-a-bed and you're not doing the right stuff and you're doing whatever. And then you get these judgments, mm-hmm. right? Or the fear, if I don't do it, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so sick, I'm going to be ill, I'm going to swell up, I'm going to get obese, blah, 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 blah. Oh no, what's going to happen to me? You know, that's a slave driver. So the choice was made by the young adult, not by your adult. You need to make a choice in love with your body. Just get cozy with your body, loving your body, and say, listen, body, I love you, and I'm willing to be with you, and I know I'm going to need some practice, so please, body, forgive me. At times, I'm not going to be connected with you. I'm going to feel disconnected, but I'm just going to stay present with you, and please, body, keep talking to me. Keep communicating with me. Yeah. Stay present with your body. Just stay with your body, because theoretically, okay? We say theoretically because it has been done, and conceptually it can be done, all right? You can eat junk food and be totally healthy. You don't have to exercise. You'll be okay. You can short your sleep, and you can shift into being one of those people who can get by really well on 4 or 5 hours a night. Theoretically, it can be done. From anywhere, say from where you are, to get there. But the only way to get there is through absolute, precise love, moment by moment with your body. You can't just give a program that's going to supposedly help your body, because frankly, your body does not like to eat a good diet all the time. It doesn't like exercise that much. You understand?
Yes.
It's like you've really got to honor your body fully as the partner that it is. We would recommend that you listen to the workshop that we did called Healing Your Relationship with Your Body.
Yes, I've done that one.
All right. Well, go through the meditation then again.
Okay.
Right? And get all cozy and connected once again with your body. And then start out from there, and every day just pay attention. What does your body really want to do? What does body want to do? Where is body coming from? What's the messages of the body? When you wake up in the morning, you say, oh, I've got to get up and run, run, run. What does the body say? You see, when you've been like sedentary for several days in a row, you'll probably have noticed that the body's starting to get really talkative. I want to move. I got to move. I got to stretch. I'm stuck. I'm feeling all stiff and trapped. Pay attention. The body will tell you when you need to move. All right?
I think it also has to do with my willingness to let go of the safety and security of hiding.
Well, yeah, that's an issue there too. But you're not going to get into the core of that issue until you and your body are like close.
Ah,
until okay. You're buddies. Because right now, you've got a separation going on between you and your body.
Mm-hmm.
Body, you have all this fat. Yeah, I'm using this fat to hide with. Yes, I have an issue there. And there you go back in your mind. Oh, I've got this issue. I'm going to focus on this issue. Da-da-da. I'm going to process on this issue. What about the body? Talk to the body. Body, why do you like this weight? Do you feel better with the weight? The body's going to say, yeah, I feel better. I feel safer with the weight. Oh, okay. Is there something else that could make you feel safe? What could I do, body, to help you feel safer? Just in general.
Cool.
All right?
Yes.
Just play with it. Get the body's feedback. At first, it's going to be difficult. You won't be able to hear a thing. Don't get discouraged. Just love the body more. Just love the body. Be grateful for it. Thank the body every morning when you wake up. Just love your body. Be really buddy. Talk to it all day long. Now, that's going to take a lot of discipline for you to even remember your body, because you forget it for hours at a time. Body? Oh, yeah, body. I have a body. There you are. Oh, out there. You know, when you work, sometimes you kind of leave your body. You know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Right. So, so periodically pause and say, okay, body, how are you doing? You need water. You need to go to the bathroom. You need to stretch. You need to move. You need to even move your eyes around because they're tired of staring. You know, what do you need, body? You need to kind of stretch your shoulders, you know, and give the body a body moment. The more often you can do it during your day, the more you and your body will be connected and will talk to you. It will interrupt you with a pain and say, hey, where are you? I say, okay, I'll get up and stretch. I said, yeah, and I want some more than that. I want some water, too. And I want to walk a little bit. So you pay attention. The body will give you its parameters.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. All right. Okay, so... So let's do something. This is normally what we do, right? Here it is, you know, the last section of the evening. You got some mental voices been going on, kind of carrying on a dialogue and a commentary on all the things we've been saying. So why not? Let's listen to what your mind talk is saying, and see where you're at, and see what's going on in there. When we talked about the child self, when we talked about the insecurity, the sense of overwhelm, the powerlessness, where is that in your mind? What is the dialogue, or the monologue, rather, that you do when you feel insecure, or when you feel unsafe, or when you feel there's too much going on and to take care of, you're overloaded, overwhelmed? Does your mind say? What are your messages? Just let yourself kind of gently close your eyes and just kind of go inside and just remember, if you can, some kind of incident where you felt insecure or unsafe, a little nervous maybe, a little unsteady, ungrounded, not knowing quite what to do. Remember the feeling. Now, do you remember what you thought? Just pretend that you know what you thought. Just pretend that you can remember. Just make something up. What would you think? How would you evaluate the circumstance? How would you decide on what you could do as a response? What did you feel inclined to do? And what did you ultimately do? This is the child speaking to you. Perhaps you had beliefs that this stuff was too hard. It's too much. You can't ever do it. You're going to fail. Your parents are going to be so disappointed in you, or your own internal parents are going to be disappointed in you. Feel how powerless that is. Feel how small you are when you connect into that place. And how unlikely it is that your inner child self can really deal with this type of situation in your adult life today. Should an insecure situation come up, how are you going to deal with it? What would your internal parent say? Take a look. Listen. What does the internal parent say about you when you feel insecure? When you need to do something, make choices, go places. When you need to take care of your life, what does your internal parent voice say? Does it criticize you? You've never ever been able to do it that well. You're just a loser. That can be the dark side. Or is it the rah-rah kind of parent saying, come on, come on, you can get yourself together, come on. Apply yourself. Use the brain that God gave you. You've got talents. You've got abilities. Come on. You've got potentials and possibilities. Come on. Do something. That can also be negative, too. It can put a lot of pressure on you to succeed, to make the right choices. So what angle does your parent generally come in? The authority that's there about protocol, what you should do, how you should do it, just so. What kind of person you should be. All the rules and regs. What's your parent do? What does it say? And then how does the child respond back to it? I'm not going to do that. Do you go back into passive resistance? Do you cringe? Do you hide? Do you try to rationalize and justify why you're not going to do anything besides hiding? Running away? Pretending innocence? Pretending you don't know anything? Whatever your compensation strategy is. And what was the parent going to say to that? Stop acting like that. Get up off your butt. Come on, you can be better than that. You can be bigger than that. Whatever your physical parents said, or the opposite that you adopted, what's the messages to put your child self in shape, to prepare you for the world ahead, to educate you, to train you, make sure you follow the rules. You can't do this with that person. You must do this other thing. All those rules. Now listen for your adolescent, the rebel, the one who doesn't want those rules to apply, wants to get as far away from authority as possible. He wants all the freedom in the world to be lazy and to do whatever. Do whatever he wants to do. Listen to the cynicism. The explanation of how it is with other people and what they think and feel about you. And if you do this or that, how they're going to react to you. And then listen for your negative ego to come in and save the day, to rationalize why you are better, where you're better than others, or maybe you're worse than others. You're so bad, you're so terrible, you're so much worse than anybody else, you're hopeless, you don't have to do a thing, you're off the hook, says the ego. Or maybe you're not good, you're not that good. People are doing so much better than you. You really should be. They don't understand how good you are, how important you are. Or you'd be that successful too. Here, let me weave a nice fantasy for you of acclaim and support and approval. Or a nice image of you, the rebel that goes your own way, the loner that shows them how it's done. That you're the envy of your high school reunion because you did it your way. Feel the lure. Now, your negative ego may not speak those particular words, but it has a seduction. Feel it. Feel the seduction. Feel the palliative. There's a couple of tricks the ego has. See if you can identify one. Where you're going along and seeing things seem to be making progress, and then the ego comes in and pulls the rug out. How do they do that? Is it a disagreement with someone else? Is it a judgment? Is it a comparison? A discouragement on your part? Or what is it? What is it that what is one of the games that your negative ego plays to sabotage you? And then, how does your adolescent self justify doing nothing? I can't do anything because it's gonna fail. There's gonna be problems. People are gonna be upset with me. So I'm just not gonna do anything. I'm just gonna be a couch potato. I'll just read, spend my time pleasantly. And then the young adult, a dreams of the future. What is it that is your big dream of your future? Where are you heading? Where do you think you're heading by your young adult's frame of reference? What are the big dreams you would like to do, to be part of, to identify with? Yes, I was part of this group that changed the planet, that brought healing to millions of people, or achieved this great achievement. And what do you have to do to get there? How are you going to motivate yourself? The idea is wonderful, but how are you going to get your body behind it? Where's your slave driver? The one who's going to guilt you or fear trip you? What do they normally say? feel where the six inner voices, with their emotions, their minds, their attitude, their orientation, their beliefs, their stories. Feel where that puts you. Feel how you're not really quite an adult. Or maybe you're the walking wounded, or you're just incomplete. Maybe you're struggling. What is your story right now? The darker side of it. Maybe you're waiting for some breakthrough. When you have the six voices on their dark side, you're limited. You're paralyzed, you're bound. There's not too much you can do. Feel it. Feel the mediocrity of this state. Feel the numbness, feel the deadness of this place. Repetitive, boring, too consistent, drawn out over too long of a time. Doesn't feel that good now, does it? Those voices aren't that much fun. It's not really great to be here. You have been here. You know what this place feels like. You don't ever really want to go here. You try to deny it. You try to avoid it. You try to pretend this place does not exist in you. But every now and then, you hit this place. You're not quite the adult. You're stuck in repeating your past incessantly. You're stuck in your old story. You feel limited, bound by the past. The options and opportunities of the future are far in between. You know where this place has been. Now we have a nice vortex we have put together for you. We do this for every love and healing event. So we invite you to gift this state, this dark state, to the vortex, to let it go. Make your choice to let it go. Imagine right now, you are powerful. You're creative. You're free to make a new choice. Your body wants you to make this choice. To be free of this mediocrity, of this dark, gooey place, unpleasant place, this stalled out place. Sense it as a kind of a drab cloud of energy that sits on you, that permeates your pores into your cells, just giving you gloom all over. A sense of restriction. A sense of being held back by unseen forces. And the negative mind talk that's there. Concentrate it on the negative side now so that you can get this give this as a present to the vortex, to give this to us. It will not hurt us nor the one who channels us. This is a healing. You want to let this melange of negativity go. At the count of three, we are going to help you. We're going to assist you to lift this gloom, to lift this gray or muddy energy cloak you're feeling in the darkest part of self, darkest part of your identity. This is a loser place, the stalled out, paralyzed, unhappy place. A place with no magic, plenty of martyrhood, plenty of tragedy and struggle. The dark place. feel it now. Tune into it so you know the vibration. And when you know the vibration, it is yours. You can give it away. Until you really get the vibration, you cannot give it up. You have to own it. You created it. You're allowing it to continue. It's time for you to make the choice to let it go. At the count of three, we have a vortex spinning, spinning, spinning. You are at the center of this vortex. The further from you, the faster it spins. You're in the center place of, feels like not any spinning really, but just outside your skin there, it begins to spin. And spin, 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 further and faster all the way out into your world. At the count of three, we'll help you. We'll lift it into the vortex, into that center, because it's like a center column, and spin it out. And before we do that, we're going to bring in your friends. We're going to call your friends in. You've got a crew. You've got those who care for you on the other side, plus those many that we are. We're going to call them. We call them. We call all those who love you, to be present, to witness, to help, to assist, to heal the darkness, the mediocrity. And imagine now, they're coming, they're gathering around you like stars twinkling in the sky, beautiful stars twinkling in the sky. Let yourself feel safe, supported. We and they are present for you. We and they are all twinkling out to our love to you, our support to you, our encouragement to you, our help to you. We are ready. So feel that energy now, that dark energy. One, get a handle on it. Feel the deepest, darkest, intense focus, center of it. Two, and three, into the vortex. Send it. Come on. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. There you go. Let it go. Lift it. Lift it. Lift it. Lift it. Lift it. And it goes, pew, spinning out. Spinning out. It's going to be transmuted back into light. Light and love, which is actually the substance that initially, long ago, initially it was, back into the light. And we're just cleaning. Let us just do some cleaning. A little breath. And let us go into your mind now. And we're going to do a little mind work with you. You're going to focus into your mind and just kind of uproot some of those issues, some of those mental and emotional structures in there and pieces of your story that hold those parts of you, the darker parts, in place. We're going to be silent for a few seconds and we're just going to disattach some things. and the relative calm and peace after the storm. Now let yourself remember the positive child you. Yes, you had a positive child, a beautiful little child that you were, with hopes, with liveness, with humor, with giggles and laughter, with a sense of spiritual understanding, perhaps beyond others your age. That beautiful child self, loving, free. That child you, to whom the whole world, the future, was opening with endless, glorious possibilities. That child you lived in the present and embraced everything that happened without projection, judgment, without assumption. You just experienced things in your beauty, in your innocence, in your wonder, to allow life in, to experience, to be with it, everything new and fresh. Feel that light, feel that lift, feel that positive child you, seeing things in interesting and quirky ways and laughing about the craziness, the funniness of stupid jokes or whatever. Possibilities and potentials so huge. And the corollary, your positive parental self, the one who takes care of you when you're cold, puts on a sweater or a coat, when you're hot, gets into air conditioning or take a wonderful cool shower, when you're hungry, feed you. When you're thirsty, provide you with drink. The one who takes care of your body, that takes care of you too, that encourages you to do what you feel called to do what you enjoy, to develop your gifts, to support you in everything you choose to do, unconditionally loving you. The positive parent. That gives you a sense of positive boundaries, gives you common sense. Don't say, it doesn't say, I don't do that because you could hurt yourself, but here's how you could possibly hurt yourself. So try to avoid doing that. The one who educates you, who cares. Feel that tenderness and caring inside you, for you. Feel that a sense of authority to know that you are valuable and worthy, that you can explore and express your gifts, your capacities, and follow your heart. To be free. It'll take care of you. Feel that. Feel that nurturing coming from inside you. You nurturing you through your internal parent. Not judging, no criticisms. Nurturing, loving, caring, supporting. Feel it. Feel what a beautiful energy that is. Even if your real physical parents were not like this. This is what you wanted them to be. This is what every child hopes for. And at times you looked for this parent outside of yourself later in relationships and teachers or mentors. But it's all in you right now, that love, that caring. Feel how good that feels. Now feel the positive, adolescent. The one who has juice, who is intensely excited about whatever it is you're interested in, your interests, what you want to do, where you want to go, what you want to learn. Becoming more of you. Where you want to go, who you want to go with. The connections, the love with others, the depth, the richness, the intensity, the fun, the celebration, the partying, the positive adolescent. A very intelligent, willing to focus on that which gives you passion. Willing to really be there for that. Feel it. Feel how good that feels. How exciting life is from that place. And the positive ego. Not filled with messages, but waiting patiently at the boundary of self. Waiting for direction of what you desire, what you wish to receive, so that it may bring it through, translate it from your world a beautiful, safe, and loving, and supportive world, a world of your choice, and you choosing positive self-story, positive identification, positive choices, positive beliefs, positive imagination, positive expectation. And the ego says, sure, I'll follow that. And we'll bring in stuff that's consistent to that. Magic. Natural to you. Feel how good it is to have that ego there, that boundary that gives you that sense of self and that pleasure of giving and receiving with others and experiencing life, receiving all sorts of things. How good that feels. How optimistic. The thoughts of all of these four. But we have another, the young adult, the visionary, the dreamer, the one who sees the world fresh and has answers and is willing to go out there and experience and talk to people and create dreams together. The visionary, way out there. Knowing what your passion is, wanting to bring it into your life, to live it, to live a glorious, passionate life. Feel how good that feels. Ah, imaginative, creative, being able to rely on your ability to imagine, to create. The flexibility that you have with your life. To adventure and find out more about yourself and who you are and what you like. To travel the world mentally, emotionally, or physically. To experience and taste other ways of perceiving other cultures and to weave it all together into a great, glorious adventure. The young adult, the positive young adult, feel that joy, feel that energy. And now, your positive ambition, your positive motivation, that which motivates you out of the desire for love, love of you, love of your world, love of others, to experience more freedom, more joy, more celebration. What you feel is right and true to your spirit and soul. What really motivates you to your core, your truth, your willingness. Ready right there. Your juice for your life. Your hormones balanced. The flow, the divine flow of creativity open to you. Wonderful feeling, the positive motivation. An inexhaustible resource of energy flow for you. When you're truly motivated, you have it right there. Feel how good that feels too. Now feel how good the child feels. How good the parent, loving parent feels. The passionate adolescent and the positive ego. That sense of trust in you. The dreamer, the visionary. Of many dimensions and the motivation, the will to live your destiny. Feel it all together now. A beautiful, brilliant package of adult. Adding to that responsibility, being in the present. Let yourself feel responsible, not as a burden, but as a choice. This is my reality. I am responsible for it. Therefore, I can create it. And feel your being in the present. Be here now. Feel the present. Feel the power resonating in the present moment. You're free to make a choice. Powerful. Free. Loving yourself. Present. Trusting the divine plan, trusting the divine in you, making empowered choice. What do you choose? What do you choose about your life? Make a choice, an empowered choice from these positive cells blended, adding the responsibility, the power, the freedom, the presence, and the love. What is your choice for your future? Feel how beautiful that is. Feel the energy, how it is not a fantasy, how there is a reality to it, a substance to it, a power, a potent force to it. Beautiful, radiant. Feel your radiance, you, a spark of the divine, of infinite value and worth. Powerful reality creator that you truly are. Radiating your truth. At the count of three, send this light, this powerful force, this dynamic, sizzling, beautiful, glorious light out into the vortex, into the world, to give the world the message, this is what I choose. The other function of the vortex, to program, to create a new reality frequency for you, that you can manifest and create beautiful realities. At the count of three, we will assist you, and you'll do the same thing. Lift it, let it lift into that center, the still center of the vortex, and then spin it out into the world until the whole world gets the message. This is who you are now. This is what you choose now. This is what your future brings to you. One. All this incredible light. Feel the intensity. Go right into the core of it, into the center of it. Expand it, expand it, expand it. More and more. Brighter, brighter, brighter. Two and three. Up and spin. Out. Fill your world with your light. Fill it all the way. Drench it with your message, your choice. And it is done. It is out there. You have done it. If there's anything remaining, let it go. Do not attach. Do not try to hold on. Do not try to engage the beautiful energies. Let them go, because when they go, they can initiate flow. They can set a frequency flow for you. Anything left, we sense that some of you have a little left. Oh, I want to hold on to that and make it a fantasy. No, you don't. Let it go. You're empty. Let us touch you with our love now. And peace. And let us work with your brain for a few seconds. To install a beautiful crystal, a beautiful sparkling light crystal right in there. In the recesses, core of your brain, holding this for you, holding the flow, attracting the magnetism, radiating your light, clearing and cleaning up your inner voices, lifting those inner voices to the adult. And that is done. Let yourself come back and open your eyes. Let yourself still continue to float just a minute. Let yourself ground back into the present reality. You've shifted. You've changed. Your frequency is different. You've been juiced up now. We have enjoyed working with you. Call us anytime. We will come and surround you with a field of stars and love you. It would be our pleasure. For now, we surround you, dear ones, with our light and our love. Farewell.